Chapter 8. Dandin was composing songs for the abbot's feast. He sat in the shade of a great spreading oak, trilling on his flute, running through old songs, tunes and ditties. Saxtus sat with him, as did several of the moles and redwall creatures. They joined in choruses of well-known songs and called for Dandin to sing some more. The moles would not be satisfied until Dandin rendered their particular favourite.
"Sing us his song about Sir Gonfin and he gird cake, Dandin."
Dandin nodded and picked up his flute. It was one of his own special ballads, telling of how his ancestor, Gonf, Prince of Mouse Thieves, stole a cake baked by Abbess Germain, first mother of Redwall Abbey. He trilled an introduction on Gonf's own flute before launching into song.
It happened in the springing time when all the leaves were green, and once again Abbess Germain a-baking cakes had been. She stirred them good and mixed them fine with honey, nuts and flour, then put them out to cool a while until the tea time hour. But then along came bold Sir Gonf, his eyes a-twinkling bright, a cake he'd set his heart upon for supper time that night. He took the greatest cake of all from off the window ledge and hid it in a secret place close by the forest edge. The abbess came to check her cakes about the mid-noon tide and found the mouse thief with a bow and arrows at his side. "Why stand you there, O Gonf," said she, "with bow and arrows armed?" "My good abbess," the thief replied, "you must not be alarmed. I saw an eagle steal your cake, he swooped then flew away. So I stand guard upon your cakes, lest he returns today." The abbess chose another cake, which to Sir Gonf she gave. "Take this reward, young mouse," she said, "because you were so brave. And when upon each baking day my lovely cakes I make, I'll save a special one for you, for your kind action's sake."
The moles fell about, rolling on the grass with helpless merriments.
"On Sir Gonfin, he were a tricky un."
"Boy, Ecky, were a villain, all right. A scrumpity girt cake."
"Come on there,"
Saxtus called to a mole named William.
"What about a song from you, Willem? You're the champion mole singer, aren't you?"
William heaved his tiny fat body up from the grass. He needed no second bidding. Smoothing down his velvety coat and polishing his nose, he clasped his huge digging paws in front of him and began singing in the traditional manner of moles, his voice a deep rusty bass, surprising in one so small.
"I love the woodland stew, I do. I do like apple tart and good October ale that foams is dear unto my heart. Of raspberry cream I oft do dream, it makes my eyes to shine. 'Tis a fact that I likes anything when I sets down to dine. Oh, mole, mole, down the hole, don't you meet none of mine, else I won't get a bite to wait when I sets down to die.